Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
With the third pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select VJ Edgecombe from Bimini, Bahamas and Baylor University.
All right. Adam Silver announcing Edgecombe as the pick. Congrats to him. Quite a story.
And, are you going to say his name like that?
Well, that's the way Silver said it, so I may have to.
We'll figure it out. Is that the official pronunciation? You think Adam Silver researched that?
I would think he probably did.
I think he probably did, yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Edgecombe.
All right, so we got that pick, obviously, as part of the storyline today. Phil's get shut out. And we've also got Fritz. Me versus Fritz coming up Sunday and over the next few weeks with this competition this summer. Fritz also has a book. And let's congratulate Jack Fritz on the book, Ring the Bell. So, Jack, let's get into this, man. So, first off, congratulate. How does it feel to be a published author? It's got to feel great, right?
Yeah, it does. It does. Definitely never had this on my bingo card. But thankfully, you know, Kevin came to me early in 2023 with an idea. And I agreed to it during the writing process. I was hitting myself, punching myself, saying, why did I agree to do this?
Yeah.
But I'm very, very proud of how it turned out.
Good for you.
I'm looking forward to it.
So what is the idea? What was the genesis that created it conceptually? And how did you kind of land the plane to make sure you nailed that?
Yeah, so I think the way I would explain it is that it's a fun, like, it's encyclopedia-ish, but it's more in a fun way with, like, some opinion of how we felt during that time period. So, like, we split it up, obviously. I took, you know, 08, I took the 09 through 11 and that whole run. And, you know, the way that I tried to write it, at least, was through a fan's eye and how I felt during that time. So I think it's a fun, easy read for, like, the diehard, you know, sicko Phillies fans like me and Seltzer and you. I think hopefully you learn something or remind yourself of what it was like during that time. And then for the people, you know, that weren't, which is crazy, people don't remember the 08 run, which feels insane. It was 17 years ago, but there's a whole generation that has no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
I think you'll learn something as well.
So is it primarily that time or exclusively that time, or do you cover stuff from 80 and prior? Like, what is the frame of reference for the time in the book?
So we started it in 1964. Like, we felt like that was a correct starting point because of how that year went and really kicked off the modern, you know, Phillies fans. So 64, all the 80 run, 93, of course, whole chapter on Harry, and then 08 through 11 into the Harper pursuit until 2022 and then 2023.
Good, man. So it's not out yet, right? Pre-sale's available currently, is that correct?
Yeah, so we extended our pre-sale offer until Monday, so we'll ship them out next week. Included in the pre-sale is free shipping and signed copies by both me and Kevin. So
good.
I think it's Amazon end of the month, but you might be able to get it before Amazon. So we'll be sending them out next week, but still chance to pre-order.
Have you held the book in your hand yet?
I have held the book in my hand.
Is that a cool moment?
It was cool. Yeah, it was cool. It's hardback, which I think I like a hardback book. I'm glad it didn't go straight to paperback. There's something about the hardback that I like more.
What part of the 08 story, and maybe it's the lead up to it, like 07 was really cool. You know, coming back from 7 down with 17 to go. Jimmy at the start of that year saying we're the team to beat, which all, of course, led up to, you know, 08. I mean, even Aaron Rowan running into the wall in 06, I think, helped lead up to 08. He wasn't still on the team in 08, but it set a tone. You know, we're not about slow pedaling it to the wall the way Bobby Abreu did. We're going with a hard-charging approach. What part of any part of the 08 story was the part that you most enjoyed looking back on and writing about?
Well, so what I enjoyed, because, you know, during that time I was, you know, just starting high school. I was playing baseball, so it was really fun to remind myself, I guess, in a way, that a baseball season has ups and downs, even with the team that ended up winning the World Series. So, you know, there's a time period there in the middle of the summer where, you know, they got blasted, I think, out in St. Louis for a couple of games. And it was so funny because I would go back and I would read every newspaper article from that time period. So, like, I'll go day by day just reading what the headline was and what the stories were. And it was just so funny how people were talking about the team during that time and me knowing that they would end up winning the World Series. It was always like, this starting staff has no chance, you know?
Yeah, Brett Myers is the two, right? I mean, yeah. he was the two.
Yeah, and, like, you know, Jamie Moyer's too old. Can he hold up? You know, the bullpen's great for now, but, you know, it was so funny in the middle of the summer when they would go through their lulls, where even the best offense we've seen in our entire lives, they went through a stretch where they couldn't hit. And we're currently going through that now with this baseball
right,
team.
Right.
But it was really just a good reminder of how long a baseball season is. And it was a good, like, oh, even a team that ended up winning the World Series had their own fair of struggles in the middle of the summer.
Well, Jack, I'm happy for you. I think we all are, man. And I look forward to buying a copy. It's going to be, you know, obviously, Grammy, you know, you already know it's great. But I look forward to it. So easiest place for people to get it, is it Amazon.com?
No, I'll go to ringthebellbook.com. So ringthebellbook.com, that's our personal website. It won't be through Amazon until the end of the month. So if you buy it on our website, we'll get it to you actually quicker than Amazon, which is crazy.
Good for you, man.
So, yeah, go to our website.
Love it. All right, well, look, everyone get that book, Ring the Bell. I'm sorry, say it again, Ring the Bell.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Book.com. Love it.
I got my copy.
That's fantastic.
Well not literally, but I bought one.
It's gone.
I'll get the copy soon.
Yeah. I will buy one today or tomorrow. So that is great, Jack. Congratulations on that, and it's phenomenal. All right, so look, let's get back to the phones. 215-592-9494. So we got the book thing on the table. Also, let's reset real quick with Edgecombe. He said something last night after he was drafted, I thought, that spoke to confidence, but also hunger, which is important because you do want a confident athlete. You don't want someone who's not confident. I mean, I think that's one of the things about me versus Fritz that maybe resonates with people. Like, we actually both think we're going to win. Like, I do think I'm going to win. I know most people don't think I will, but I do think I will win. Fritz obviously thinks he's going to win. You can tell Edgecombe is a confident athlete, but you can hear there's hunger in there as well, which is so important. Let's listen to Edgecombe last night.
You nearly cracked 40 inches on your max vertical. All the prospects were stunned. How would you describe your athleticism? What kind of athlete the 76ers getting?
They're getting a unique athlete, man. I don't think I'm the best athlete in the class, if you ask me. I can jump as high as anybody in here, run as fast as anybody in here. I'm gonna play my heart out, man.
I mean, you know, play my heart out. That's the key at the end, play
and
my heart out.
And also the key is a 40-inch vert. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's pretty
that's
high.
Like over 3 feet.
Well, that's what they're talking about, the best athlete from
yeah,
the class.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. All right, let's get some calls in here. Well, we got Fritz till the top of the hour. Leo, and reminder, Joe and Hugh broadcasting from the Kelsey event coming up starting at 10 o'clock today. Let's talk to Leo. Leo, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Congratulations on both your books, you, Joe, and
Thank you.
Jack.
Thank you.
Yep. Convenient it came out right after my book. Interesting.
Of course, I started writing mine back in 2013, so it took a long time.
Yeah. You're the children's book, yep.
quick sports comment. I'm really happy with the book. I like the heart the kid has. He looks like he's want to, you know, come in and help us out. That's what we need. We don't need somebody who doesn't want to come. All right. As far as the Phillies go, they lost this series. As far as I'm concerned, they better get their act together for the next one because it's going to be a rough road ahead. And as far as the competition goes, I want to congratulate both of you for stepping up to the plate and doing this. But Joe, Zach is going to smoke you. He's going to roll you up.
Why do you think that? Why?
Because he's younger. He seems like he's more pissed off about it. But what I want to know from you, Joe, is are you going to pull your little stuff where you're going to complain about fouls? You're going to complain about the ball on the line?
That's a good question.
Well, the hoops thing, we got to figure that out. So we do have to figure out how that works. Obviously, normally one-on-one doesn't have a ref, but we may need something. Because
are you going to be taking charges? Are you going to be taking charges in basketball?
What you can't have is a guy has almost an open layup and the other guy clobbers him, you know, like the whole thing's null. Like, so there's got to be something there, some sort of decorum. But like, listen, Leo, I plan on rolling up my sleeves and just flat out winning. Now, a lot of people think I won't, and that's fine. I mean, maybe I won't. I've never guaranteed I'm going to win this thing, nor have I said I'm going to go 5-0, nor have I said I'm going to go 4-1. I think I'm going to win 3-2. I think I'm going to win. I'm telling you right now, I think I'm going to
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
To win baseball, tennis, and basketball.
I just want to see you be a gentleman and not complain so much about things that don't go your way. That's my
right.
big concern.
Okay.
If you do like it, you beat the hammer and stuff, you're good, but you go back and listen to him again to try and find loopholes.
He's not wrong.
Stand up and take accountability for it. And real quick,
yes.
For who blew it? Joe, you did. I even accepted this competition. Have a great weekend.
All right, Leah. Fair
well,
enough.
Well, I would
buddy.
Say that the only one person has a chance to blow it, and it's me. I mean, all the pressure's on me here.
It really it's is. Pretty
that lose, is lose, true.
Lose,
yeah.
Lose, lose.
Of
yeah.
course, the lose. Of course, it is.
How many loses do you pile on top of each other when you describe this for yourself? Lose,
Five.
Lose. Yeah.
All right, let me ask a question.
Rhea,
more shame. Which person has more shame? Here are the two scenarios. I win. Mm-hmm. Fritz has shame.
That's yeah. just impossible.
Or Fritz beats me 5-0 and I have shame. More shame is on which person in which scenario?
Oh, more shame is if Jack loses to you.
Just
I think
that trumps
so
all.
Too. Yeah.
Flat out. So likely.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially because like I can't also. Yeah, I can't get over the just quitting before like 3 weeks before it even started.
Yeah, Fritz
Rio's coming at you, Jack.
It was
Jack,
one thing, Rhea. It was one
It was
aspect.
A weak moment.
I was worried about my arm and throwing with my children growing up, Rhea.
Wait, how are they connected?
That's good.
I can't even.
I
want
like
to be able to catch you my kid, Rhea. How would you hate on that?
That was a good line. I like it. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
It's time for
I will give Fritz this. He's got the snarky sarcasm thing down. I'll give him that. All right,
day.
Time's Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, of course, is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. I also will say this before I tell you, let's hit it with Time's Yours. I hope Fritz's tremendous confidence also garners me some support from people. Because people think I'm, you know, a little arrogant with my opinions of how I'm going
to
win. But, I mean, Fritz is probably
deserves to
more
be
over
that.
Well,
that's the difference.
Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. But we know this. He's putting his chest out there a lot. I hope to get some support. Maybe Time's Yours tomorrow. People will call. We'll see. For now, let's hit it with Time's Yours.
No, I'm not excited about the Sixers. The first thing that came up on the screen when we drafted them, 6'4", developing shooter. That's great. We have a bunch of 6'4", and under guards in the backcourt. A center who never plays. An over-the-hill small forward who we pay way too much money. And Maxey, yes, this is true. He said he needed a mental break last year. He's mentally weak. This team is in deep, deep trouble.
No, I don't think he's mentally weak. I mean, they are in trouble without Embiid or with current situation of Embiid. But listen, the irony of last night's pick is it either could be short-term if Embiid can play, like let's go charge it up and go after it in a wide open East, where it might just be something that's for 4 to 5 years from now after all these ridiculous contracts are out of here and you're just building it around three guards and hoping over time you get new guys in the front court. I mean, we just don't know which direction it'll take yet. It'll probably be the second scenario. We'll see.
He seems very mentally strong, though. VJ Edgecombe, that's a major difference here.
Yeah.
This guy's strong emotionally and mentally.
Man, if this kid plays with half the heart he shows in his interviews, he's going to be a great player. Thanks a lot again, WIP and Joe DeCamp. Looks good on the phone. Sorry to cry.
Pretty good, man.
Thank you for joining me. This is Kevin with Kevin's Key Points for the NBA Draft. And, guys, we got VJ Edgecombe. So you know what that means. Yep, we still suck. But at least Paul George has more material for his podcast. Back to you guys.
Wow. Paul George just said some nice things about Edgecombe.
I agree with John Ritchie. I think that the Sixers made the right move. I just hope that he can hold up in the league given his tiny stature. But, I mean, at worst, maybe he's the next Spud Webb. Who knows?
The next Spud Webb.
You did call him petite.
There you go. And with that, Time's Yours. We shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Right. Something that's been on my mind the last two or three days since we knew it was very hot and was going to stay hot. Now, it's going to be a little cooler on Sunday, but it's still going to be hot. Does the heat worry you? I mean, normally the perceived better player in a sport, an external thing like crazy weather, you know, really hot, really cold, can favor the lesser player. Does it worry you?
Is it crazy hot?
Well, it's not going to be as hot. Listen, I'll tell you this.
It's just summer.
Well, this week hasn't been just
not
summer.
But this weekend's supposed to be cooler than this week.
But this has been brutal. Does it concern you a little bit, Jack?
Not with golf. If it was this weather for baseball, I would have been like, holy cow, I'm going to die on the mound. Yeah. But no, I'm not worried about it. I'm glad you brought up something you thought about the last 2 days. Real quick, that tweet you put out the other day, I have not stopped thinking about.
Well, which one?
One about the third overall pick and the not getting the best player in the draft. Tariq Skubal was drafted in the ninth round.
Right.
What are you talking about? They should have drafted him, the third pick? They were supposed to know he was developing the best pitcher in the AL.
Did they draft the player who had the best career? Answer is no.
No, but it's like, what do you want to the ninth?
It's just an analysis
round.
Of did my team get the best player for their career? The answer is no.
But Jokic, Jokic is the 41st pick.
Am I wrong?
In that.
Who's had a better career, Jokic or Embiid?
Jokic.
Okay, who's had a better career, Boehm or Skubal?
Skubal.
Okay, that's all. That's it.
Yeah, but
that tweet rubbed you the wrong way?
Yeah, I couldn't stop thinking about it. It was ridiculous.
Well, you're an idiot.
He texted me and Elliot about it. He's like, what is this?
What is it? It's just an analysis. Did they pick the
right guy? But it's not an analysis of anything. Yeah, it's not an analysis of anything.
It's just so
they picked the wrong guy.
They didn't pick the wrong guy. Skubal in the ninth.
So they should have taken Boehm over him?
Yes. He's a third overall pick.
So hold on. I'm going to make sure I get you on the record. So now we're going into prosecutor mode. You're telling me you, as we sit here today, are glad that they chose Alec Boehm over Skubal, who won the Cy Young last year, and by the way, is like 20. I think he's 26-4 in his last 30 decisions. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying it was never realistic. If Skubal was the sixth pick
avoiding the question.
But I'm not. Yeah. You're complaining about something that wasn't realistic.
It's not even a complaint. It's just a
46-year-old man versus 31-year-old man in athletic competition.
All right, 47.
Fritz.
47. You're 47?
Fritz, since this is a rare day for you on our program, Fritz, you get to pick the answer.
Okay.
For the winning answer for who or what blew it. Now, here are some of the big ones we've had today. A lot of them are turning into financial things. So there were a bunch of publishers that turned down J.K. Rowling's for Harry Potter. We got the Steve Harvey ridiculous thing at the end of that one competition. We got a record company that turned down the Beatles. We got Ray Dittinger turned down Christy Brinkley. We've got the guy that left American Idol.
Ryan Dunkelman.
We got Matt Damon turning down money for Avatar.
$250 million.
And,
that's an awful lot.
And we got a Google thing as some financial thing. What's the right answer, Fritz?
The right answer is always Ray Dittinger turning down. Always.
All right, congratulations to Keith. Keith, you've won the $100 gift card. Fritz, I'll say this to you on Sunday at 11:09 before the competition begins, but I'll say it to you publicly right now. Good luck to you, buddy.
And I'll say to you at about 11:10 after my first drive is 265 yards right down the middle. Welcome to the bleeping show.
Okay.
Ha!
Well,
love it.
Listen, we'll see who the audience thinks is the more arrogant one after that. Listen,
I'm trying to reach your level, pal.
It's true. I'd like to win the people, but to do that, maybe it requires some humble pie, and I will be your servant. Ladies and gentlemen,
look at you.
Have a wonderful. Listen, I'm just a squirrel trying to find a nut.
That's all.
Yeah,
just
a nut.
I'm just trying to feed my family.
Is that what the kids call it these days?
That's all I'm trying to do.
Yep,
feed my family.
Trying to find the nut. Yep.
Everyone, have a great rest of the day. We'll talk more about Sixers draft tomorrow. Phillies with an afternoon game today. We'll talk about that more tomorrow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.